Welcome back to Conversations with Carlisle. How are we doing today, Coach?
Good morning, good people.
How have things been going this week? I know you guys have a heavy back end to this week as you have a game Friday, Saturday before you guys go off on a Christmas break. So take me through kind of a week where you have the whole week to prep for two teams and you have a back-to-back. How do you kind of prep for a back-to-back for you guys?
We traditionally play a lot of back-to-backs. This is our first one this year. So we'll throw in some stuff early from both teams, but we won't kind of focus in on the second team, but just do and try to get ready and prepare the best we can for the second team as well as the team that we focusing in on Friday. So I won't speak about Brownsburg until we get past Warren, and we'll come in and have a shoot around on Saturday and go through everything that we need to do for Brownsburg on Saturday. But this week is good preparation, a heavy mental week, a lot of film. And, man, I'm really just trying to get these guys prepared and ready for a thing that'll simulate county. And county, which simulates the tournament. So the reason why we playing stuff like this, and after that Richmond tournament, is because we'll have to play two games in one day in the semi-state, and we try to put ourselves in position to be ready for those things by having the type of schedule that we have and preparing and playing two games in a row or two games in one day, because that's what we'll have to do if we want to be state champions.
And going back to those county tournaments, you know, are there any specific things that, like, you've seen in the past that helps players when they go into the actual state tournament? How does that help? How do those tournaments help them?
Quick turnarounds. You have to be locked in. There's a lot of mental stuff that you have to do because you don't have those days to prepare. You have some hours, especially in semi-state when you have to play in the morning. You have to play that evening, which, like I said, we'll get that prep when we play in this Richmond tournament coming up at the first of the year. So, and the same, it's the same for the county tournament. It's similar to a format that we'll have to play and win in sectionals. These things that we do, they're intentional, so we can make sure that we have experience and prep for those experiences that we'll have to go through to be successful, especially in the state tournament.
Absolutely. So let's move to the last game against Franklin Central. Mm-hmm. In that game, you guys, it was pretty close. So when it comes down to a game like that, how crucial is having those type of games where it's kind of a dogfight at the end and you end up on top?
I mean, a win is always good, but it's certain things that we struggle with. Too many turnovers. That team, and it's never any disrespect, but it's not that team. It shouldn't have been as close as it was. We shoot ourselves in the foot in reference to how we take care of the ball and in reference to how we value possessions. What was encouraging was there was a time where we could have lost, but we made plays we needed to make, especially on the defensive end. Fourth quarter, probably our best quarter defensively that we've had all year, so that's something positive that we can build on. And I think today is Wednesday, our first couple practices this week, especially yesterday, was fairly good. I think that they're turning the corner and they're starting to learn and understand what I want from them. And if we just keep making those, like I told you before, daily wins, having those daily wins and having incremental successes throughout the season, by the time March comes, then we'll be a force to be reckoned with.
Absolutely. And, you know, I noticed you sub a lot for many different reasons. I don't know your reasons. How does it feel knowing that you have guys that can come off the bench and it doesn't feel like there's that much of a difference of talent out there?
Well, as a coach, you need depth on your team. And for me, playing guys, especially early, I think I got everybody in the first half, is intentional because I want to. You have to build that depth sometimes. Like sometimes you have a group that's just great, like a 23 group. But I played all those guys young as young players to build the depth that we had by the time they were seniors. So my thinking going into games like that is, man, these guys need to play. Part of our issue this year, the reason why we came out the gate so slow is we just didn't have enough experience. So I'm trying to build that experience within the season, within the game, within the month. So some of these young guys or guys that are older that haven't played getting opportunities because I know I'm going to need to call on them later. So that's kind of my thought process as it goes into subbing and getting guys minutes. I think that up 20, down 20, it doesn't matter. There's no pressure. But meaningful minutes in the tough point of the game and letting guys struggle through some of those things will help us in the long run.
Absolutely. And then I have one question that what did you think about the Jashaun getting stuffed by the rim at FC?
Jashaun. I mean, just make a bucket. You know what I mean? Like, I think it was TJ Miner had a breakaway dunk and he missed.
Yeah.
Just get a layup. I understand it was TJ.
Yeah, it was TJ. That's my bad.
He missed the dunk, but I mean it happens. You know, you play long enough, certainly gonna miss layups. You certainly gonna shoot an air bar or two. You're gonna get yourself blocked by the rim or a guy. And you know, some negative things are gonna happen, but just make sure that the positive outweighs the negative. I mean, we needed the 2 points, so I would prefer to have the 2 points, but you know, he missed, and we just move on. Like, have a 10-second memory like a goldfish. Ted Lasso quote.
Absolutely. And in that game, you guys, I think, played the three-point line defensively. You played the three-point line really well, had made shooters run off their spots. And it just looked like you were very in sync as a defense out there, especially with having hands in the passing lanes, getting turnovers. So how do you feel like that helps them defensively, having a good game like that where everything feels in sync? You're getting turnovers, you're getting out in space, you're getting out and running in transition.
I think success, like in any sport, man, breeds confidence. Fourth quarter, like I said, in my opinion, may have been our best quarter defensively this year. And the positive that we take from it is, you know, those guys can get confidence, especially as a coaching staff, the things that they were doing are the things that we constantly harp on them to do. And when you do it and you see it being done and done successfully, it gives you confidence to continue to do it. So my hope is that they get confidence, and us as a coaching staff, we communicate a little bit better on the things that we want to see and have them do. And we just keep getting better. Incremental wins, daily wins.
Absolutely. So before I let you go, we'll take you through the. I don't know if you've paid a lot of attention or scouted a lot of Brownsburg. So if you don't want to do Brownsburg, but take us to the Warren game and what you see through Warren and what you think will succeed and what you think you guys will struggle at.
I think the most disciplined team will win the game. You know, when you have a kind of a rivalry game, which I really don't understand that from a perspective of someone who played at Ben Davis in the 90s, Warren was never our rival. Mm. But when I came back as a coach, it was like Warren week. And I'm like, okay. Like, you know, that's the East Side, West Side thing. And they had a lot of success in the 2000s, the 2010s, you know, especially football-wise. But they also had a undefeated basketball championship year. So that kind of rivalry kind of –
Sparked
for them, and I guess for us as well. I just want us to play well, play hard. What I like about Warren is they're tough. They're always a tough team. An Eastside team is always tough, and they'll force you to play the way that they want you to play. For us, for me as a coach, I just want us to be disciplined, because for me, the most disciplined team wins. Discipline, if you do the things you're supposed to do, if you organized, then you don't turn the ball over, right? And you get shots where you want to get the shots, then you can rotate back on defense. Warren play a style that makes you play like them. I call it Wild Kingdom at times. Like, just they kind of play out of control at times. But if you allow them to play that way, then it's going to be in their favor. So for me, it's about controlling the tempo, controlling what we want to see, especially offensively against their defense, and then controlling their transition. And I think Brownsburg, too, at the same time, they're very calculated. They're well coached, and they'll make you play defense for 2 minutes. But at the same time, they like to get out and run. So they're a really good transition team. So it bodes well for us to have similar teams in some aspects in our preparation that we can kind of stick our hat on and work on daily. And it'll go for both teams that we play this weekend. Brownsburg, like I said, is a lot more calculated, very well coached. Warren's well coached. Coach been coaching for a long time at Warren, the same for Brownsburg. So those guys do an excellent job. But I really do believe the best, the most disciplined team, the most the team that sticks more closely to their game plan wins the games, both games.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Coach Carlisle. Thank you for stopping in on Conversation with me. This was Conversations with Carlisle.
Thanks.